Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1022. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moisha Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoisha Lurafu Shlema Sarafega Bas Leia Nechama Lurafu Shlema Rivka Bas Mir Mihudis. The both Takav Rafu Shlema Psoich Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Machabe, Kiboy extinguishing a fire. Okay, so now when it comes to putting out a fire, we spoke about Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, there's another concept that comes into play sometimes, and that is a concept of Grumma. Grumma comes into play on other Inyanim also, but there's something in Halacha called Gram Kiboy, which we want to talk about a little bit and see how it comes into play. Okay, so Lamaisa, what is a Grumma in general, just to bring it out real quickly and short, brings down Reb Simcha ben Imkon in Sefer Shabbos home. As we're reading from right now, he's explaining these in Yonim, interesting, very, very important. So he says that as a general rule, the malacha, again, what is a grumma? A malacha that's performed through an indirect causing and not by the action itself. In other words, you do an act and that act will, you know, it's going to be take a short period of time, or it's indirectly going to happen. So that is what we call, in general, that's what we call a grumma. On Shabbos, it's osa midrabanan. And in other words, as opposed to where let's say I have, for example, there's a little fire burning, right? So if I put out the fire, I blow it out, I smother it, I pour water on it. So that's a direct act. But if I do an act whereby I might put water in a different place, whereby the fire might go, we'll get explained what that's all about. Let's say so on somebody's tablecloth, for example, we'll get an understanding how that works. So the fire might get there in another minute. I'm not actually putting water on the fire right now, but as the water is going to hit the fire, let's say, it's going to go out. So that would be a indirect act. So that's what a grumma is in general, whereby you do an indirect act, and that causes the malacha to take place, as opposed to doing it, you know, an immediate action, and I did the malacha. Okay. So he explains, he brings a case from the Gemara, which doesn't apply too much today, but in any case, he brings like this from the Masechta Shabbos, which states in cases of monetary loss, what's the case over there? One will be allowed to cause the extinguishment of a fire by placing barrels filled with water. In other words, the fire is going to come down the path, right? That's the case over there. The fire is going to come down the path, hit the barrels of water. The water is going to, you know, put out the fire and wipe out the path of the fire. So that would be a typical classic case of a grumma. In other words, I'm not actually pouring water onto the fire, but when the fire reaches the barrels, the barrels catch fire and burst open, whereby the water, right, splashes, goes onto the fire and puts out the flames. Now, because of the fact that the extinguishment of the fire, he explains further, is only an indirect consequence of the person's action, it's not, they didn't just throw water on the fire. It was indirectly done, so in that case it would be allowed, in the case of Hefzid and so on. Okay, so he explains further from, we started talking about it in Simen Shin Lamed Daled. There's a case over there whereby if a tablecloth catches fire, and now we're making it very, very clear, in an instance whereby there's no issues of danger at all whatsoever, and a person is 100% sure, whereby if they put water, let's say, around the outside of the fire, or they put, actually we'll see other juices, whatever the case is, on the outside of the fire, and the fire comes and hits that and gets put out, that's what he brings down. One has to make sure 100%, of course, that there will be no, the fire that caught onto the tablecloth is not posing any danger to human life at all whatsoever. So that's what he brings down from Simen Shin Lamed Daled, that talks about the various different things that could be done and might be done and should be done during the course of a fire. Rachman al-Islam should never happen. But he says, for instance, the tablecloth catches fire, and while posing, again, making sure that it's posing no danger at all to human life at all, the only question is, it'll cause a person to suffer monetary loss, the tablecloth burn, table, whatever the case might be, then they would be allowed to extinguish the fire in an indirect manner. Again, by putting, like we'll see in a minute, putting actual juices around the fire per se. Okay, so with that he brings down, in this case of grumma that we spoke about, Which applies to certain cases. He says, in the practical applications, does Reb Simcha Ben Imkon, on page 469, say for Shabbos home, it sometimes occurs that one of the Shabbos candles, right, might fall on the table on Friday night and set a small fire. So he brings down further that if there's any, of course, like we say again and again, if there's any possibility at all that the fire will spread and pose danger to human life, one should extinguish the fire in the normal manner as if it were a regular weekday and not just one person. Like we said, a few people, everybody, all hands on deck, suffik bekuach nefesh, nothing to talk about. If, however, he explains further, if, however, there is no immediate danger of the fire spreading, it's very small, it's very concealed in one small little area, and there's then there would, if however there's no immediate danger of the fire spreading, like we said, so then there are several methods that may be used to contain the fire. Okay, so the first method he brings down is like we spoke about, the Grumman method, which is one may pour liquid, we'll see in a minute why not water, preferably liquid like juice or whatever, on those parts of the tablecloth that the fire has not yet reached, like around the fire and so on. When the fire reaches the soaked areas of the tablecloth, it will go out of its own accord. Again, assuming this is what's going to happen, if a person, that's what's taking place, let's put it like that. So you pour the juice around that area, right, not on the fire, but around the short while away. When the fire gets there, boom, it goes out and that's it. Because the extinguishment is merely an indirect consequence of the person's action, and would be allowed to do it. So again, a grumma, and b'makim hefset. Again, if anybody the slightest suffix at all, they think it could chas v'shalom cause a problem, danger, this and that. You put it out 1, 2, 3 the regular way. Nothing to talk about. Now, why is he bring down the question? Why does he say liquids, juices, and so on? Why not water? What's wrong with water? As we've learned in the Malacha of Malabim, there's a concept known as Shiriyasi Zeo Kibusai. One is not allowed to, in general, somebody has a garment, right? And I wet my garment on Shabbos on purpose. I wet my garment. We're not getting to them now with the stains, not stains. That's not the issue. I wet a garment on Shabbos that's running into the Isser of Malabim. Now we're not going to get into the whole thing if it's a clean garment, not a clean garment, but the bottom line is, because of that Isser, it is preferable, again, it is preferable to use liquids and not water. So that's what he brings down on the bottom, that it is preferable not to use water for this purpose if somebody does it in this way. It's preferable not to use water for this purpose, for the act of pouring water on cloth, right, on a cloth tablecloth violates the prohibition against laundering on Shabbos. But we understand that, however, if there's no other liquids available, right, I don't have juice, I don't have whatever, grape juice, or whatever the case is, I'm just giving an example, it could be anything, a darker liquid is even better, but be it as it may, bottom line is, I don't have any liquids, the only thing I have right now is water, so that's what he brings down. However, in the event no other liquids are available, water may be used. And I just want to add that if somebody has a choice, for whatever the reason is, preferably not to use a light color liquid, a dark color liquid is better, but be it as it may, if there's no other liquid available, and the only thing they have right now is water, so that's also fine. Again, not to put it on, but in case whereby one has, it's no problem at all putting it around. You have a grumma, water comes there, and the fire goes out. All right, we'll continue with there's a couple of more methods, Bezras Hashem, upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.